The construct was monitoring the tactics of the defence, monitoring the decision-making of the strategic cognitives and the transrational solutions of the conjecturator subminds. At the same time, it was overseeing the loading of the contingency craft, the means by which a new Garden of the Machines would be established in a secluded tier far away. It was also giving instructions to the military Rosers, the commanders of the last-ditch defences. Both they and the Roberts had turned out to be exemplars of adaptability and creativity. This, the first Garden of the Machines, might fall, but the patterns of their mind states would live on. And simultaneously with all the foregoing, the construct was conducting a conversation with one unexpected visitor, while a second waited in storage, frozen, inert.
"I am certain that he presents no risk," said Rescuamantes, a copy of the drone AI that had remained back on Earth. "I've scanned his code for sleeper scripts and cyst routines and came up empty. You conducted his original excision, so I am sure you'll see that I've missed nothing."
"That may be so," the construct said, "and we may return to this matter later. First, explain why you came here."
The copy of Rescuamantes was running in a surplus tutorial drone, a small boxy unit with about a dozen spidery articulata. The construct was temporarily inhabiting a spindle-framed biped unit, and together they faced each other in a windowless inner chamber lit by a full-wall holoconsole. One of its screens was showing code scans and a virtuality sim of the stored AI known simply as Harry.
"I am here," Rescuamantes said, "to gain your help in rescuing the fractalized sentience of Julia Bryce."
"The leader of the enhanced research team," the construct said. "Ever since they were abducted by the Talavera woman, we have been unable to track them. If Bryce is now a fractalized data sentience, does that mean her physical form is deceased?"
"It's somewhat complicated," the drone said, as it sent the construct a data burst summary.
The construct went over it, tracing Talavera's involvement in obtaining the anti-dark matter and abducting the enhanced team. It noted Julia's partnership with the ex-hegemony AI, Harry, and their collaboration with the glow-savvy Nicodemus in their bravura political exploits. Now, it seemed, Talavera, the anti-dark matter missiles, and the enhanced team had gone to the Great Hub, accompanied by a pair of Vor warships. The Julia sentience had been sent by Nicodemus to an automated hegemony supply ship near the Great Hub via a data access flow, along with a mid-cognitive AI as a guide. However, shortly after the downport, all tiernet connection suddenly ceased. But the supply ship's ident was still registering on independent battle surveys carried out by military tracker guilds, hobbyist net communes who regularly sent disposable flyby probes into war zones.
"And you want me to travel to the Great Hub, find this supply vessel, and rescue the Julia sentience?" the construct said. "Why?"
"Because Talavera is keeping her body alive, using its neural path grids in conjunction with the other enhanced to run the missile launch and in-flight navigationals. If we can get her back into her own body, into her own head, perhaps she can shut the whole thing down. If not, 500 stars and their planets and inhabitants could be obliterated."